The fallout continues from a fall computer breach at Heartland Community College.
Everyone should take any reasonable steps to protect their own identity.
That's Heartland VP Letitia Trepak. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, April 1st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the legacy of former Bloomington Mayor and McLean County Board Member Rich Buchanan, who died at the age of 81. Buchanan served two terms as Bloomington Mayor in the late 1970s and 80s after two terms on the City Council. In a 2019 interview with WGLT, Buchanan reflected on his time leading the city.
But I just loved being mayor because I think I was well received. People didn't beat up on me too much.
Paul Harmon served on the Normal Town Council when Buchanan was mayor of Bloomington. Harmon says Buchanan fostered a new spirit of cooperation between the Twin Cities.
He is the first mayor of Bloomington who worked very hard to work with the mayor of Normal, Dick Godfrey, at the time. It was the first time that the mayors of the two cities had a decent relationship, as far as I'm concerned.
Harmon says that partnership helped Bloomington Normal and McLean County forge an agreement to entice what would become Mitsubishi Motors to build a plant in Normal. That enterprise zone agreement of tax incentives is still in place today. Current Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he worked on various projects with Rich and wife Judy Buchanan for decades, long before becoming mayor in 2013. He saw Rich Buchanan as a rare breed in politics.
He was always wonderful to work with. He was always honest. He was a straight shooter. He didn't have hidden agendas. And that's often rare. We see that that's rare in public service.
Sonia Reese served six terms in the Normal Town Council. She became close friends with Rich and Judy. Reese and Judy both worked in healthcare. Judy Buchanan has been a healthcare advocate for many years. Reese noticed how well the Buchanans worked as a team.
They were so supportive of each other, involved in so many ways. When you see that, it's not one plus one. It's almost one plus one equals 10. Because they put all their energies behind their projects.
The McLean County Museum of History honored Rich and Judy Buchanan as McLean County History Makers in 2019. Rich is Bloomington's second former mayor to die in the last month. Judy Markowitz, the city's first female and first Jewish mayor, died in February. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The U.S. Department of Justice says former Congressman and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood took undisclosed foreign money while serving in President Obama's administration. McLean County health officials added 106 new COVID-19 cases, the highest daily case count in 9 weeks. Our testing positivity rate rose half a percentage point to 5.4. ISU's Food Recovery Network was recognized nationally as the top food recoverer for 2020, keeping food waste out of landfills and feeding the hungry at the same time. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. After last year's cyber attack on Heartland Community College's computer systems, the other shoe has dropped for current and former students and staff. As Charlie Schlenker reports, personal information of thousands of people has been posted to an unsavory area of the internet.
The October 5th attack caused a cascade of systems failures as what is believed to be a group of cyber criminals took down more than 120 servers at the college in Normal, encrypted data, and issued a ransom demand. At the time, Heartland said it did not have evidence personal data was stolen, merely taken hostage. That changed when one of the security firms Heartland hired found personal data of people associated with Heartland posted on the dark web. The dark web is a section of the internet not indexed by search engines and only accessible through a specialized browser used to keep information anonymous. It's sometimes used to buy and sell illicitly obtained information. Heartland Vice President of Finance and Administration Letitia Trepak says the exposure puts nearly 3,900 people at risk of identity theft.
We are fortifying our cybersecurity initiatives on campus. We've, of course, learned a great deal through this unfortunate experience.
The consulting firm Tetra Defense investigated further. In December, Heartland sent out a letter notifying some people their data might have been exposed. In late March, a second round of letters went out informing them the attackers had indeed stolen their data. In all, Heartland sent the letters to nearly 3,900 separate people. In part, one read, "We discovered that documents containing your full name, social security number, and financial account information were removed from our network and posted on the dark web in connection with this incident." TREPAC says Heartland has offered those affected a one-year membership in Experian Identity Works Credit 3B, a tool used to help detect identity theft and resolve related issues.
That's basically a credit monitoring service, and that would be relevant in instances if a social security number had been impacted.
Heartland officials urge those who receive the letters to take them seriously. Even though they have a Pennsylvania contact address, they are genuine. The retail value of the IdentityWorks service for those whose data is compromised is about $858,000. TREPAC says the cost will be borne by Heartland's insurance carrier. Heartland told those affected that to date the college isn't aware of reports of identity fraud as a direct result of the incident, but data leaks in the wild can be sold and resold for years. That raises the question whether a one-year subscription to the service is enough help.
The question of sufficiency in general is a very good question in these unfortunate incidents. They are increasing in number for all business sectors. I think that everyone should take any reasonable steps to protect their own identity. I know that we're doing whatever we can as a college to assist in that as well.
In the March letter, Heartland said it concluded its document review February 26th, but TREPAC says that might not be the last word.
As this is an ongoing investigation, anytime we receive new information, we take measures, necessary measures. Since the first or initial stages of the investigation, additional information was learned, which prompted us to take action.
The encryption and ransom scheme halted campus operations for more than a week and disrupted the ordinary course of business for a long while. Even now, some minor systems haven't been replaced. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Before we let you go, Bloomington's Public Safety and Community Relations Board meets today at 3:30. On the agenda is the board's annual review to the City Council. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.